This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I'm coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every single day from our friends at O'Reilly. From rainy Atlanta, Georgia is where I join you. Studios of 680 The Fan, proud 50,000-watt blowtorch of the South. Hopefully you are having a good morning. It is pouring here. And you know it's going to be a good day when you get up out of bed at 4:40 in the morning to come, and I literally live right next door to where I broadcast from. I mean literally right next door. If I walk out my front door, I can see the building where I broadcast. And I pull out of the driveway, and then I drive up the hill, and I pull in, and I say, man, it looks like it's going to rain. And as I walk right to where the overpass of the building is, it starts to the skies open up and it starts to pour, but I stay dry. It tells me it's going to be a wonderful day. And I've got to say right off the bat, I have a few apologies to make. Right off the bat, hopefully you didn't miss me too much last Sunday on Easter Sunday. Andrew Filippone doing a nice job. Thank you, Pony Express. Greatly appreciate that. Heard a little bit on the way to Holy Spirit and the way back from Holy Spirit. So hopefully you had a blessed Easter and a relaxed time with your families too. A few apologies. I would like to apologize first to, and I'm worried about this because I'm hoping this doesn't carry over to football season. I would like to apologize to the fans of the Toronto Blue Jays because I believe I may be responsible personally for the 4-13 start. As you remember, I had the Toronto Blue Jays going to the World Series as American League champions. Okay, I'm sorry. Can I make it up to you somehow? Well, maybe I could make it up to San Francisco Giants fans. Because even though I picked the Nationals to go to the World Series, I had the San Francisco Giants in the NLCS. And I have them in last place, too. So it just shows you early in the season, things can maybe not go as expected. And maybe you get, you know, maybe things go a little off the rails. Hopefully some of those things will change for those two fan bases. I would like to apologize, too, to the NBA and to the various fans of the NBA. Because sometimes when you see something over and over again, okay, if every day you walk out of your house and one of your kids leaves their bike sideways, laying on the grass in your front lawn, and you walk out Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and you see it every day. The day you come out, if someone was to say to you, so how does your son or daughter keep their bike? Well, they throw it on the front lawn, don't even care about their stuff. And then the next day you pull in, and that bike is exactly where it's supposed to be, propped up perfectly, and it's not laying there in the grass, you'd be like, wow, what happened? That's out of the ordinary. Well, sometimes that happens with me. I tend to be one of those, and as you know, if you've listened to me for a long time, I tend to be one of those black and white people. Sometimes it works well to my favor. My mom had a expression. She still has it because she's still with us. God bless her. Coming up on her 88th birthday, man. Going to celebrate it in Vegas this summer. She has an expression about, I forget, sometime I was getting in trouble for something at school. And pretty much it was my ability to talk. And she said, John, sometimes your greatest strength can be your greatest weakness. What is a strength for you can also be a weakness for you. Maybe you talk too much. Maybe you talk at the wrong time. Maybe you talk... So she says, every blessing can be a curse. So think about it. So one of the things with me is that being so black and white, and I think, okay, I've got all this empirical evidence in my head. I'm expecting the NBA playoffs Because when there have been years like this, when the NBA is incredibly top-heavy, usually the first round of the NBA playoffs absolutely stinks. It's horrendous. This year has not followed form. It hasn't followed that way. And I truly expected this was going to be the greatest death march in the first round that the NBA had ever seen. And I believe 2 weeks ago, I predicted that I used the flippant wake me when it's over for the first round, and I can't wait for the second round, third round, and the NBA Finals. I was wrong. Totally wrong. I think couldn't have had it more wrong. Because it has been highly entertaining, even with some teams being, even with Cleveland being up 3-0. It's still been highly entertaining to watch Cleveland walk the tightrope a little bit and find ways to dig deep and pull out some victories that, I guess, come on, the other night you thought they lost. You thought they had a loss and they didn't. Even a series where the absolute behemoths of the Western Conference, the Golden State Warriors, even where they're being challenged by a upstart group, at least they gave us an entertaining game in Game 3. I got to be honest with you. I thought the Memphis Grizzlies would win one and really make the San Antonio Spurs sweat, grind it out. I didn't expect a 2-2 series going back to San Antonio. So I was totally off on this. And my guess is you probably were too. You probably were too. Toronto. I didn't expect Toronto to be fearing the deer. I didn't think they'd be 2-2. I picked the Wizards in 5, so we'll find out what if the Wizards can close it out. But it just goes to show you, as a fan, as a analyst or whatever, and believe me, there are thousands of you in the listening audience right now who are more well-versed in the NBA X's and O's than I am. I'm a guy, luckily enough, to have a radio show. I enjoy it. I'm not a bibliophile for it like some people are. Much more of a huge baseball fan, but a football zealot, sometimes overzealous at times. But one thing I will say, and it's not an excuse for me, because I totally had it totally wrong, is the idea that this has been, there have been more crazy, wild swings in this first round, more big blown leads, more dramatic moments in this first round than I can remember in a long time. And if you're the Boston Celtics, and I know that there's a shamrock and a leprechaun associated with the logo, but the Boston Celtics are the team that got the greatest save in the history, maybe in the history of the NBA playoffs. They were owned. Owned. Absolutely downtrodden. Beaten. And one injury, one thumb, changed everything. With Rondo being out, it changed everything. Boston has no shot to win that series. Had no answer. There's no shot to win that series if they lose, if Rondo's not hurt. And to me, it's incredible to see, well, Brad Stevens is coaching for his job. He's coaching for his job in this first round series. Can't be a number one seed and lose. Well, sure you can. If you've got some star players, excuse me, star players that play really small. And I'm looking at you, Al Horford. Even though Game 3, got to tell you, I was impressed. I was impressed. This is the NBA, this is a battle. They drag this out over, 2 months or more? It seems like 2 months where they drag out these playoffs. They don't push these guys schedule-wise. But they do press them mentally. This is a press mentally. And we're finding out that there are some mentally tough teams and that maybe this is just going to be Golden State Cleveland after all. Maybe this is exactly how it's going to end up, exactly as we all expect it to. Hey, sign up to be an O Rewards member today and start earning instantly, because O Rewards members get $5 back for every 150 points that they earn. Fast, easy, and free, and only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See store for details. That's O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day from our friends at O'Reilly. All right. I have been enjoying the early part of the baseball season, as I hope you have too. Enjoying watching some of the stories come down. We will have Paul Hagan will join us a little bit later on from MLB.com, and he'll give us a chance to catch up on what the early returns from the NBA season, Major League Baseball season mean to us. And when you start reading in, as you know, I've got a rule, and my rule is Memorial Day. I want to see every team play 50 games. Play 50, show me who you are. I'll make some sort of a judgment then. Some Memorial Day weekend, we'll get together and I'll have my initial judgments on that. I'm not trying to look at the standings, not trying to get over-enthused by anything that comes down the street, because sometimes you end up looking really dumb, like I did with the NBA playoffs this year, I can tell you that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.